Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happen when it happens. Just hoping for good health and everything, just kind of keep going the way it is, and whenever that day comes, everything will be good.
Taglione has done it again. The kid's going to be just fine. Number one pick for the Royals in their draft this past year. Number one prospect. High hopes, and for good reason.
If I had to guess, I would say, and I really like Pete Alonso. I think he's probably going to be a better player than Pete Alonso when all is said and done.
That sounded good.
Yep.
That's going to go a long way to right field. And
a one. Launched high in the air, hit well to right center field. Back in the alley. That ball's out of here. Jack Taglione takes a trip around the bases. A two-run homer into the Storm Chasers center field bullpen. 400.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
42 feet. Curveball down the middle. He hits it 108 miles an hour to center. My word, he hit that ball a long way.
Just the size and his ability to hammer pitches all over the place out of the park, even if he doesn't square it up, it kind of reminds me of Shohei, to be honest.
Music to your ears. Welcome to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for the Kansas City Royals. Your home for Jack Caglione's debut tomorrow night, 6:45. Josh Furner on deck show at 5:30.
The other good news of the weekend that you're just burying is MJ Melendez. Three home runs in 2 days. Trade bait!
Yep. I gave him his flowers. I got to see it.
Did you clap?
Yeah, we stood up. Gave him a little
love. Do that, right? It's a home run.
I mean, I want him to succeed.
Absolutely, we do. The better he does, the more we can get back for him when we trade his ass.
No doubt. He hit a home run to center, 420 feet. Then he hit an oppo taco to left field, coming off of a night where he had a very struggling night. He had an error in the outfield, I think. He did like a slide. It went through and like didn't make the play. And I think it went 0-for-5 at the plate with 2 Ks. Came back the next night, 2 home runs. So keep that swing in your rhythm, MJ. But one thing we do get to expect is that tomorrow Jack Caglione will be in the lineup for your Kansas City Royals, probably starting in right field. Expectations, guys, what are you feeling? You know, how do you feel about the call?
My expectation is just take the pressure off of everybody else. And Vern goes, how does he do that? I'm like, I don't know. Just his presence in the lineup. Like, I don't want to get expectations out of whack for Jack Caglione. And I know it's easy to do that. We all want to be excited. We all want to see him hit 17 home runs. I'm just hoping he can get a base hit with a guy on second. I mean, the numbers that Vern threw out about the runners in scoring position and how it's the worst in baseball, but they were top five a year ago, that's a dramatic shift. And it's not that they're not getting the hits. They're not getting the hits when they matter. They're not getting the hits when there's runners on base to drive in runs. And, you know, that's what they have to do. It doesn't matter what their batting average is if they're not doing anything productive with those at-bats. And when the Royals have an opportunity to do some productive things, they just haven't done it from an offensive standpoint. And I do like the fact, too, that the organization kind of is operating like fans at this point in time. Like, not 24 hours ago, because we didn't have the game yet yesterday, but about, you know, 18 hours ago or whatever it was after that game ended yesterday. Raise your hand if you were feeling excited about this Royals ball club, feeling interested in this Royals ball club at this point in time. Yeah, they got a couple of wins, challenging for a wild card spot, but boy, offensively challenged, losing 2 out of 3 over the weekend to the Tigers, not being able to score any runs.
No runs.
Very, very, very meh is how people were feeling about this team, right? And rightfully so. And so the 2 months go by, the Royals realize they've got an issue. They got a guy in the minor leagues who is telling them, by the way he's playing, hey, yo, I'm ready. You're not scoring any runs. What the hell? So bring him up to the big league level. Let's see what he can do. I'm going to watch him like I watch everybody else that plays on this team. I'm not going to put stupid expectations on him because I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's right. And I don't think for me, I'm going to put these expectations on him. Because if I put stupid expectations on this kid and he doesn't live up to him, then I'm going to think he's a failure. And I don't want to do that. So my expectation is that he just fits into this offense. You don't even notice that he's there. He looks like a big leaguer, and everybody else starts to hit better because of his presence in the lineup. Mm-hmm. That's my hope for Jack Caglione and for this ball club.
That offense that you mentioned, tied for 28th in runs at 3.2, what doesn't make sense, what we can make sense of it, is they're tied for 14th in hits with 8.2 a game. They're hitting. They're not scoring. They're your...
And how is that possible, too, to think? Like, eventually you're going to have to string a couple of them together.
It's because there's... Like, just the math says alone that you're going to get some runs.
That's right.
It's because their slug is terrible. It's tied for 26 at 359. Jeez. It's because they're not hitting doubles and home runs. They're hitting singles. Or it's, you know, 2 outs, base hit, guy on first, inning over. Next inning, guy gets an out, leading off. Next guy gets a hit. Next guy, double play, inning over.
Yeah, the double plays have been killers.
That's 2 hits in 2 innings, but no runs.
Yeah.
They're very similar to your friend that's married, that's still good looking, that still has it,
and flirts, like the hunt, but not the kill, right? You know, you go out there and spit the game and give you everything. It's like, oh, he gave all the hitting points but didn't score. That's what the Royals' offense is.
Yeah.
And
they're getting left on third all the time. Yeah.
And they've got to figure out a way to get those guys to get the home plate.
They figured it out.
I'm not saying that Caglione's going to come up here and every time he gets up, it's going to be an extra base hit or a home run. But by God, anything is going to give you a better percentage chance of what you currently have right now. And that's nothing.
And I remember when Eric Hosmer was called up. And this is very similar to the Haas call up. Midseason, good looking dude, guy we've been waiting for. People are excited about him, can be kind of that face of your franchise and everything like that going forward. And I remember thinking back in 2011 when Hosmer was called up. Dude's going to hit a home run every time he comes to the plate. Oh, he's making his debut in Yankee Stadium. He's left even better. He's going to hit all these home runs.
Yeah.
And he never did. And he turned out to be a wonderful baseball player, obviously, for the Royals and was a perfect fit for this franchise and what we needed. And if Jack Caglione can come up and beat Eric Hosmer and put up numbers like Eric Hosmer did and then sign a long-term contract and have the house that Jack built at 119th and Row, like, that's what we want here.
Smash.
If you tell me right now Jack Caglione will be Eric Hosmer, I will take that
Smash.
In a second.
Yeah.
Give me everything that came along with Eric Hosmer, from the face of the franchise to the guy that you could count on to the leader that he was. If you tell me right now I am going to get the production and the value that Eric Hosmer was for 6 years here in Kansas City, and that's what Jack Caglione's going to be, I'm in. Sign me up for that today.
Yeah, he's just – it's tough because, like, I get the similarities of Hosmer with personality, kind of like the timing and what he can be for this team. But there's potential that he could be so much more than what Hosmer was.
Could be, but yes. but he could be. But he could not be, too. If you're going to tell me he's going to be Hosmer, I'm in on Hosmer.
Then you're in.
Yeah. I'm willing to take that versus behind what door number two is.
Where we saw Hosmer and we thought powerful hitter, going to be a masher, going to be this third guy in your lineup – we didn't look at what there was. Well, if you wanted to nerd it down, Hosmer had a very long swing and was probably known more defensively than he was offensively. He was a gap slash hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Cags is not really known defensively. He's working on that part of his game. But where he is not defensively, he is offensively, if that makes sense.
He rakes.
Exactly. Like,
bombs.
He has that power, whereas Hosmer had pop, but his swing was so long that it had to be, like, perfectly hit at the right time. Mm. And Hosmer's power alley was left center. When that ball went to left center, it sometimes never came down. Jack Caglione has power to all fields. And when he hits the ball, no matter where it goes, it never comes down. And again, Hosmer and his bringing him up to the team felt like he was the savior for the franchise. He was going to be your locker room guy, which he proved to be that guy. He was a fan favorite. Everybody's sister, mother, cousin, nephew, niece loved Hosmer.
Everybody had their haircuts, boys, girls, men, women. It didn't matter.
Yeah. And then you bring up this kid in Caglione, and he is a specimen. Eric Hosmer was what, 6'4", tall, lengthy guy, cool. This guy's the jock, except he goes by Jack. And he's 6'5", 250 pounds, pure, absolute machine of muscle, and can smash. And I think that's just the difference. Whereas Hosmer was cool hand Luke, Jack Caglione's like the cool athlete that you seek and desire to always want to be, that you just genetically you weren't, but you respect it because he's such a cool guy with that personality like Haas.
Yeah, I just hope he can take the pressure off these guys. Bobby Witt needs a big moment here soon, man, because that guy – everybody else, you look at him and you just feel bad for Bobby Witt Jr. Everybody else will figure it out. Bobby is trying so freaking hard right now to hit that one pitch that they're giving him.
Yeah, his back's tired.
I mean, seriously.
Back, legs, shoulders, neck.
The off day couldn't come at a better time for Bobby Witt Jr. For anybody else in this lineup. Over the last month, he's only hitting 250, and you can clearly see he's got a case of the try-too-hards right now. I'm hoping Jack Caglione comes and takes all the pressure off of Bobby, and he can go back to being that guy that we saw last July, maybe not to that level because that was insanity, but just back to the level where you counted on getting a hit, because there's one guy in this lineup you can count on right now, and that's Mikel Garcia. Other than that, you can't count on anybody right now consistently in this lineup. I'm hoping Cags changes all of that.
Instant impact. That's my expectation. Yeah. Let's go.
I look at Bobby and Cags in that regard of Fesco's comments as the Sistine Chapel of, like, is it like the Lord and somebody trying to touch fingers? Like, I need you. Yes, come on.
Yes, please.
Please get over here. We need something. He's more than something. He could be everything that you thought he could be, because he has not shown you that he's not lived up to expectations from every level that he's already been at. So you can also use that in your Ball of Jack Caglione thoughts. Coming up on the other side, we'll get into what Vern had to say, and we can celebrate a little bit more longer because we got about 45 minutes left. Vern had some points about Jack Caglione that we can get into here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5.
Diving back right into it here on Fesco and Dusty, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey with you as well. Thanks to Josh Ferner, who joined us earlier today, working on maybe some guests for tomorrow for the Caglione debut, as he was called up last night at 9 o'clock in the evening, maybe earlier than that. I don't know.
Getting called up on a Sunday night and then having an off day on Monday. God, you think it takes long to get to Christmas Day, right? Well, got all day tomorrow to wait.
Rumor has it Chris Bubich walked into Q's office, kicked the door up and said, call the kid up. Rumor has it. I missed that.
Bubich is like, I'm done with this, man.
Bubich, Waka, Waka.
Reagan, I had to go out there all these dudes.
I had to go out there and no-hit these guys at 36, Q. And Benny had to hit a single up the middle to get the guy to slide home to win. Call up the kid.
I'm quitting. We're going on strike, the pitching staff said, until Cags gets his ass up here.
Reagan says, my hamstrings stretch because I'm waiting for runs. Call up the kid.
Reagan is like, I'm pitching in double A because I got hurt for this kid.
Seth Lugo said, I got two 22-year-olds at home. I know how to deal with them. Call him up.
I mean, unbelievable.
But no, today is a celebration because I don't know if Bobby was there, but Bobby, you just kind of, like, you knew
it's different.
Bobby, you knew it was a process. You knew he was drafted out of high school. You knew he was going to have to go to A, double A, and go and go and go and make Cags drafted out of college. You thought, well, he's got to get hotter than donut grease on, you know, a Lamar's fryer at 6 a.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then it will happen. Well, asking you shall receive is what Jack Caglione said. He had 50 games in the minor leagues, and he hit 15 home runs.
That's insane.
Had 53 RBIs and started to kind of show enough, at least, that the organization saw that that chase rate was going down and that he was starting to become more of a complete hitter. And that's why I think they finally said, you know what? It's time.
Yeah.
Plus, they also said our entire starting pitching staff is about to go on strike if we don't get two more runs a game. Please make something happen. So we still don't know what the moves yet are. I know a lot of people have asked on the text line. Have yet to see what the correlating moves are with the Caglione call-up. We will let you know as soon as we know. Or some other show on this station will get it and they'll tell you exactly.
Yeah, so. But I don't think we'll know that until tomorrow, you know, and maybe later on today they'll tell the guy, or if we see Massey on I-29 heading north, you know that, you know, that was, you know, the situation. And I think that should be the move that the Royals make, right? I think right now Michael Massey isn't doing much to say he's earned a spot or, you know, deserves a spot on this roster right now. And so you've gotten rid of Renfroe, you've gotten rid of MJ, you know, you've made multiple moves in your bullpen and moving guys around. I think Michael Massey kind of is that next guy. This is kind of the way that I feel about it. I don't think that's breaking any news or anything like that. In fact, I'd be pretty surprised if it was Massey, because Rave's done enough to earn his spot right up here at the big league level. Michael Massey really isn't doing a whole lot for you right now.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because you'd be losing... I'm trying to think... I don't know, because Massey's an infielder, and he's playing outfield. Yeah. So I got a feeling we're going to know pretty soon.
Probably be Rave.
What the move is. But, yeah, I mean, it's because
we should know pretty quick.
You lose Massey, but we'll let you know as soon as we have all the information. But we had Vern on, and thanks to Mac for getting the cuts for us. But this was Vern on where you might see Jack Caglione in the lineup. Sandwich him between Vinny and Sal and let him kind of get his cuts in the league that way.
I don't know if I want to go left with Vinny and Cags. Right. I think Cags might end up in the five spot. The thing that I want, I want to see Michael Garcia get on the other side of those big fellas.
Mm-hmm.
With Cags, Salvi, and Vinny, there's not going to be very much action on the base paths. So you either want to clump those three together and acknowledge we ain't doing nothing when these guys are on the base paths. And if you do that, Mikel needs to get up there with Bobby so mm-hmm. him and those two can get a little action going at the top of the lineup. So, you know, the India, Bobby, Vinny, Mikel, Cags, Salvi, that's how I'd throw it out there. So Cags in the five spot, Mikel moves up to the three. That's what I would do.
So that's why he does what he does. Josh Ferner, that is, the Royals insider, his pre-on-deck show tomorrow night, 5:30, before they take on the Cardinals at 6:45 in St. Louis. I like that. I like getting, you know, two rights and zero wrongs, right? Because you're moving Sal down to let him relax and not be that so much pressure in the lineup. You're also padding Caglione between Mikel and Sal, right? So you're getting Mikel in a better spot to be more productive, where he's been just absolutely on fire this year. And then you put Caglione after him, and then it's Salvador Perez. So mm-hmm. pitch to the hottest guy on the roster and Michael Garcia, or put him on base, who has shown he's got speed, can steal bags, you know, without, you know, if he's hopefully not getting thrown out at second. But then you have Caglione up to bat next, and then it's like, what do you want to do? Do you want to see if the kid really can be about it? Because everybody that's effed around and found out with Cags found out very quickly and very, very insanely long home run shot. So, you know, I like that where Vern's at with him hitting there.
Well, it's going to be interesting too tomorrow night, because he's, you know, if he's batting fourth, right, let's just say for argument's sake, he is, comes up in the first inning with a runner on, everybody's going to be on. Then there will be two outs. Like Bobby will have singled or something, right? Yeah. Like two outs, and Cags will come up and everybody will be wanting to see that home run. And that would be the best debut that you could have, a 2-run home run to get things going in your first major league at bat. Like, you couldn't have scripted it any better. How cool would that be if he was able to do something, you know, of that nature? So I'd love to see it, but you know, I just want to get him a base hit. Just drive in a run. It doesn't have to be over the wall. Just drive in a base hit. Just get me a run, hit me a gap, or do something to produce runs, because this team is just desperate for it right now. They're begging for it right now. And that's why this move works, because Cags did what he needed to do. He told everybody he was ready, and this team needs Jack Caglione, right? It's interesting, because they didn't want to bring him up, and they said it at the beginning of the year. They don't want to bring him up when they were desperate. Well, here we sit 2 months later. They're desperate. That's why you never speak in absolutes if you're a GM or a manager or a coach or anybody, for quite honestly, because things change, right? Different things change. If you would have told me 2 months ago they're going to bring up Caglione on June 2nd or June 3rd, I would have said, no, there's no reason to do that. But now you read the room. You figure out what's going on. Things can make you change your opinion. There's too many people who do what we do for a living that are steadfast, and once they make their opinion, they're going to stick to their opinion regardless of the evidence out there. The evidence that has been out there has said, okay, I didn't want to bring him up, but he's proven that the minor leagues is a waste of time. And oh, by the way, we can't get a runner pass first, so bring him up. Check facts.
This was Vern on what your expectations could be for one Caglione.
I expect him to be replaced late in games defensively. If you find yourself in a one-run game, I don't think you're going to keep him out there in right field, so you're going to lose the bat. That could come back and bite you in a few games. You know, the concern that the team had with Cags was chase rate, swinging outside the zone. But again, he's so big and so strong that even when he would swing outside the zone, Dusty, I think you guys saw it on Friday, his final single was a fastball on the shoe tops, and he just laced it to center field because, again, he's so big, so strong, and so immensely talented. You know, if you have a high chase rate, that can be exploited at the big leagues. You know, we see plenty of guys get here, learn that lesson that they were unable to learn at Omaha, and you know, ultimately need to go back to AAA to work on that issue before returning back to the big leagues. But again, Cags is immensely talented. Do I expect him to be a 320 hitter like he was throughout his minor league career? No. But as J.J. Cooper told Cody and Gold last week, this is a guy that, you know, is going to hit 250, 260, but could lead Major League Baseball in home runs and will certainly wear out the gaps at Kauffman Stadium. So, yeah, my expectations are for him to be a threat. You know, someone that in the pitchers meeting tomorrow morning in St. Louis, his name comes up very quickly. We can't let Bobby beat us, and this Cags kid has legit pop.
He does, and you can't let Bobby beat you. And he's the only guy that's been beating anybody over the last couple of weeks or so, really the beginning part of the season. The last month, he hasn't been really beating anybody. But I blame Jack more facts. Of that on everything that's going on around Bobby Witt Jr. And not necessarily Bobby Witt Jr. Like, he's had no help whatsoever in this lineup. And when you're that guy, the other teams are not going to throw you a strike. So your chase rate does go up because you're trying to hit the baseball. You're trying to see some success. You're trying to help your team win. And you're not just getting you're not getting those opportunities to do that. And that's why I'm hoping Cags just gives Bobby more opportunities to come through.
Yeah, I think your expectations for Cags also can be that he has passed every single test he's taken. Like, sometimes when your kids get an A on a test, you're like, wow, was that our kid that got that A? It's like, okay. And then they bring home another test and it's an A. They bring home another test and it's an A. And you're like, okay, maybe our kid does know how to do math. You know, maybe they do. You know, they've given us proof in the pudding that they've lived up to those expectations. Again, I know there is a massive Grand Canyon size gap from minor league baseball to the show, mm-hmm. right? That's what the dirt in the major league baseball organization is made of, is all the souls that didn't make it.
I mean,
and there's just so many. But again, there's just sometimes there's the other side of the fence that's okay to visit. When everybody says, oh, well, if it's this, I'm expecting. Sometimes that other side of the fence is a first round pick at number 10 overall that comes from Texas Tech, who everyone said Texas Tech quarterbacks don't make it in the NFL.
Including Binkley.
And sometimes that expectation is, well, what if the Royals actually drafted the second player in the draft who was the Gatorade Player of the Year and he actually did pan out? And then there's also those expectations of, well, they never sign with us. Well, maybe now that expectation is, maybe Dusty, who is super, super fanboy on Jack Caglione, maybe some of what he's saying because of what he's seen might be right. The guy goes down to the minor leagues, goes 0-for-5 in his debut in AAA. The next night, he goes 3-for-5. The guy hits 15 home runs, went over to the spring. He hits home runs off all these guys. Everybody says, oh, well, let's pump the brakes. Let's give the guy a chance. And I understand. He's a 22-year-old kid, but he played at Florida in the SEC, where that is some legit baseball. He answered.
How'd Vanderbilt do this weekend?
I don't know. But
it was awesome. See you later, Vandy.
You gotta be happy. They lost to Wright State.
Bye-bye.
But sometimes when these guys actually are the truth, or they are these generational unicorns, sometimes you get lucky, and sometimes you get those guys. They got Bobby Witt Jr. They got Salvador Perez. Maybe they've got Jack Caglione.
Yeah, and the odds, I mean, this is just the odds to make it in the big leagues. There have been 21,000 Major League Baseball players in 150 years, roughly, of Major League Baseball. 2% of all college players play one day in professional baseball. So Cags has already got that beat, right?
Wow.
You have a 40-time greater chance of graduating from Harvard than you do of playing in the big leagues. So so this guy has already accomplished something that is so impossible to even accomplish. That's just getting to the big league level, on how hard it is at getting to the big league level. How will he do when he gets to the big league level? It's all up to him now. I mean, the onus is on him. It's not on a hitting coach or a pitching coach or a manager or anything like that. It's all on him right now to go out there and get the job done. So go out there. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Just go out there and have fun, man.
Right.
Just be that guy who, you know, wakes up in the morning, is excited to go to the ballpark and have fun. Do not put pressure on yourself to have to go out there and score 75 runs a game. And that's why I didn't want him up here at this point in time when the Royals were struggling to score 75, to score runs, because now everybody's going to want him to produce 75 RBIs every single night. And that's just not possible. Do not have those kind of expectations for Cags, because then you'll ruin it for yourself.
And then this was Vern on why the actual call finally happened.
Yes, the awful offense and the series loss and the division title hope slipping away, sure, was part of the reason why we see Cags today. But I do think there's a belief within this front office that, and there's a little bit of disappointment, just a little bit of disappointment with it, that the lessons that they were hoping Cags would learn in the minor leagues before he became that finished product ready for the big leagues, I don't think he can learn it at AAA. So he's going to have to take those licks, likely at the big league level, and we'll see how he responds. But, you know, Dusty, you bring up a great point. You know, you talk about the chase rate, and then you look at his plate appearances this past week, and it's almost it's Bobby Witt Jr. like, in that I remember his first spring training, his first season, right? He was below average defensively. And, you know, here's what they would say: hey, Bob, we need you to work on this, and this. And the next time they would see Bobby, he would have this, and this perfected. He was, you know, a high aptitude player, and I think Jack Caglione might be that as well. You give him a task, give him something to work on, you know, right field to go along with that chase rates. I'm not really worried about right field. The chase rate was concerning. It was impressive what he did this past season. Sure, he's going to find a difficult stretch or two at the big league level, but who doesn't? No, I think it has more to do with Cags than the offense. I would say 60-40 Cags is why he's here.
That's good to hear from Vern. The roster move, Dyron Blanco, down. I forgot about that guy.
So there you go. Dyron Blanco down to AAA, Jack Caglione up to the show.
But no, Vern is right. 60-40. Cag showed him that he was ready. There's no debating. This guy is ready to come up to the big league level. I just wish they were scoring 7 runs a game and he was ready to come up, and we still brought him up.
And I don't know. I like how when you're told to pass these tests, but yet it's still not good enough, right? I don't know. Is it like the Friday Night Lights dad mentality? I threw for 4 touchdowns. Yeah, but you threw 8 incompletions. Okay, it's never enough.
What was the number about Mahomes that we saw the other day that made me roll my... Oh, the deep ball rate or whatever it was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cags. I don't care about his hard hit rate. I don't care about his... Did he get a runner? Did he get a base hit with a man on second and drove in a run? He did. Sweet!
Yeah, so... And that's the thing is down in AAA, we obviously mentioned it. Vern kind of talked about it. He was becoming more of a complete hitter. And a lot of people will say, well, what if he's Adam Dunn? Would you be happy with that? Well, of course. If he's a 240 hitter that hits 40 cranks a year and 100 RBI, for sure I'd take that. But, you know, what if he's, you know, a more complete hitter than that, right? And that's kind of a little bit of what he showed, which I think goes outside of where a lot of people will say, well, yeah, no wonder they called him up. They're desperate. They don't have any offense in the big leagues. Yes, you're right. But as Vern says, 60-40 Cags. Like, he went down there and goes 0-for-5 in his debut. The next night he goes out there, goes 3-for-5. When I was down there, second pitch he saw in the game, home run 422, didn't miss it, right center into the bullpen. And then there was the 0-2 count that he worked all the way back to a full count that he ended up getting to a walk. That's something where, yeah, that doesn't move the needle, right? That's a 5-yard out pass, but your young receiver and Xavier Worthy toe-tapped and got it in. That showed you that he has awareness and he has that skill set. That was Jack Caglione saying, I can work an account. I can spit on these pitches where they're throwing them low and away with off speed, where my chase rate has been unsuccessful. Now I'm showing you that I've learned where those pitches are coming from. I'm recognizing them early. Then you get the sack fly in Saturday's game. Not a big thing, right? Doesn't count as an at-bat or a plate appearance or whatever, or I guess a plate appearance, but not an at-bat. And you get the RBI. That's a stat. That's fine. But again, it doesn't move the needle for a lot of people.
That's a great. That's a great at bat. That is a great at bat.
And you didn't have to hit a home run to do it. And that's what moves the needle for your teammates. The other thing is that I'll give you a lot of people something to kind of think on. This is a great locker room for him to come into. It's young. It's not old. And if the older guys are older, they're within 4 or 5 years. Vinny's not a 30-year-old. Salvador Perez. Everybody knows who Salvador Perez is. Bobby Witt Jr.'s young. All these guys, they're not really that old. The pitching staff, it's older, but they have their own little group that they're in. But he will fit right in, and he will be accepted, and they will look at him as a teammate, not this savior mentality. So I think the expectations, you know, I'm just trying to ease it into you where you're like, well, if he goes over 3, he's going to fail. Stop.
No, you can't have that. No. You can't have that.
Because if he does, I bet he comes back the next night and goes 2-for-4.
Yeah, but guys do fail in baseball. Hall of Famers, the best of all time, fail 70% of the time. Keep that in mind. Like, I think people just don't know how to watch baseball properly at times, right? Guy goes 0-for-3, he's not a disaster. Guy goes 4-for-4, he's not a Hall of Famer, okay? There is a happy medium that's going to be had. There's ups and downs in Major League Baseball, and that's why it's an everyday sport. And if you have a down on a Tuesday, the hell with it. Go to bed and wake up on Wednesday, and you can have an up. It's not that hard. In Major League Baseball, but MLB Network is now officially on board. They have tweeted out a Cags highlight video, and I'll tell you where Major League Baseball stands on this guy. This is their face of baseball right now, and I'm not making that up. They're comparing him to Paul O'Neill in this video. They are doing overlays of him and Paul O'Neill in that video. Then it goes to a bunch of Cags highlights, and it's him and Bobby together, and then, you know, some Yankee stuff mixed in. They're buying in. Major League Baseball is comparing him to one of the great left-handed hitters of that generation in Paul O'Neill. And when they do kind of the overlays, you can kind of start to see the swing. But MLB Network is now comparing Arroyo to a Yankee. I mean, that's where we are with this kid. They want him to have success.
Who are the three that Mahomes was comped to? Favre, Rodgers, and Cunningham?
Sounds right.
Favre is the only one I really remember.
Rodgers was the main one that I remember.
Rodgers to Favre or to Mahomes, really?
Oh, yeah. Because he was improvisational, and then he had the gunslinger, and then they compared him to Cunningham because he could move.
This was before that that guy was licking toads and
Yeah,
Oregon
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
all
this
that.
Is, well, yeah. I mean, it's 2017.
MVPs. Yeah.
And
I mean, if you tell me right now, Cags will be.
Well, we've already been told.
Paul O'Neill? Hell yeah.
So we've got Paul O'Neill, Shohei Ohtani, and Pete Alonso.
Yes.
Which three?
I was just happy him to be Haas.
Who are the,
we got Haas for,
Who are the three better comps? Cunningham, Favre, Rodgers, Paul O'Neill, Alonso, and Ohtani.
Jeez. And I think the baseball side is better because you got the greatest baseball player of all time, one of the greatest left-handed strokes of all time. And who was the third guy that they compared him
to? Alonso.
Pete Alonso, who's having a hell of a season.
Greatest
right now.
Home run derby champ of all time.
I mean, yeah, fantastic.
Do we start a petition right now to get Cags in the home run derby, or is it too early?
Yeah, let's do it.
I was just thinking about like the All-Star game.
Well, look what it did for Bobby last year.
Where is the All-Star game this year? Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's only three teams in the National League with a worse record than the Braves. The Rockies, the Pirates, and whoever the third worst team is in the American League, right? Washington maybe or somebody, or the Marlins. And so who's going to be in the home run derby for Atlanta this year? Who's going to rep them? Freddie Freeman?
I don't know. Acuna's back.
Well, that's true. He
hit a home run in his first two games back.
Yeah.
But I mean, could you imagine?
Well,
Cagliano
let's see what he does
run?
This month. Yeah. I mean, if he has double digit home runs at the end of the month.
Oh, dear God.
Well,
you're going to need a new co-host.
Yeah, but if he has double digit home runs at the end of the month.
I know that I'm hard.
Right? Let's say he's got 12 home runs as we get close to that All-Star break, right? That's a month from now. It's a lot.
Yeah.
But if he does, you've got to think about putting him in the home run derby. Like, baseball has to get out of the mindset, just like the Royals did. Oh, it's too early for this. No, you got to capitalize when things are hot. You really do. You have to capitalize when things are hot. And if he comes out of the gate hot and he's got you double digits homers after this game, I mean, how do you not think about putting him in that home run derby?
Mm. I can't wait. That'd be awesome. And then he just goes out there and puts on a show because – batting practice will be something that people will get to early Tuesday the 10th when they play the Yankees. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. What's going on? You good?
Well, I can't say that on here. I don't
care. Okay, gotcha. So, yeah. Normally when you do the head to the hand thing, I thought something either broke.
No, there's something outstanding that I want to say on the air, but I don't know that I should say it on the air.
Dang it.
Okay. All right. Coming up, we'll get to our brioche of the weekend here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
I'm Whit Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
I think we're celebrating Tammy today. She's got a lot to celebrate. Tammy from the West, and way to go, kiddo.
Damn right.
Just leaving that out there. She knows why we're celebrating today. She's also got the BMA event coming up a week from Saturday that they're working hard on down there at the Sheridan Crown Center.
Mm.
Whew.
When I thought this was kind of interesting, when Alex and I were driving back from Omaha, we saw that new amphitheater they're building.
Oh, yeah, out there in Riverside.
That's
going
to be massive.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nice, Bonner Springs.
Well, that's interesting, though. I mean, when was the last time the one in Bonner Springs was updated, though, you know?
Mm. We can get out a rabbit hole, Bob, if you want to.
I mean, I'm sure we probably could, yes. Let's see, because the stadium's going out there, so we need to move the amphitheater to a place where it's easier to get to. So when there's a Chiefs game, we can still have concerts at the amphitheater, so we'll move that to Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the rabbit hole you were talking about?
Pretty much. Yeah. And just drove by it and just like hit us out of nowhere. And I was like, oh, there's that new that they're building. Yeah. Like, this is where I think Kelsey Jam might be. And I was like, oh, wow. And it was just huge field just being built. And it looks massive.
How do you get out there, though? Because I haven't seen a road yet.
I was so just dialed in on getting home as fast as possible yesterday.
Did Alex drive or did you drive?
Oh, I did.
You did.
Yeah,
okay.
There and back. That's where we became even closer friends because I told him, I was like, right when I got there, I was like, hey, by the way, Sunday morning, my alarm's going off at 8 o'clock, 8:30 lobby, and we're out. He goes, love it.
That late. All right.
Yeah. So like, cause you know how you always had that one friend that's like, come on, let's go. Yeah. It's I know it's going to, cause we found out that we're very similar. Cause on my last night, I think I did this in New Orleans as well. I put everything in my bag except for the outfit and the stuff I need in the morning.
That's right. So, you're packed and ready to go.
I'm out the door. I don't have to. Mac was with me. Like, you don't have to stress about it.
Oh, yeah.
And then the minute I get in my house, all those clothes go in the laundry.
Oh, absolutely.
That way it's
that easy.
Yeah.
It makes it so easy that way. Right. Yeah. No matter where you are, no matter how long you've been gone, pack the night before, get up and just go, man. Yep. And you're on your way.
Have your getaway clothes, have your, obviously, your toothbrush and all that out. And then you just put that in its carrier, put that in the front slot of the suitcase. Bye.
Boom. You're done. You're ready to rock and roll and you're out of town. Now that's the way to do it. And you want to get home too, because you got the rest of the day on Sunday to do your thing and have some fun and watch the Royals and Jack Facts. It is Jack Facts. I'm glad you didn't let Alex drive. Did you ask him about the first time he drove like I told you to?
We brought it up.
You did. Okay. Yeah. Alex had never driven in his life. The man took the city bus from Lawrence to Kansas City every day.
Well, some people are late bloomers.
I mean, Alex, go get Bob. He's in a police scene now. I've never driven before. Fine. Take my car.
Yeah. Let's get into the brioche of the weekend.
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy. Love that. Yeah, good take.
It is Monday. We didn't have a brioche of the weekend last week, did we? Because we didn't have Monday, and then Tuesday came around. So now this is our first full week. Gosh, this week's going to go so long. But it is Monday. Bob, what's your brioche of the week?
I am going to give it to the Grandview Educational Society for having their event on Saturday honoring my friend Diane. And it was great. A couple of other teachers that were honored as well. Teachers, I should say, but distinguished alumni from the Grandview School District. They did a great job with their event on Saturday. Raised some money, give some kids some scholarship money and all kinds of good stuff. But more importantly, seeing my friend Diane Houston finally get recognized for all the hard work that she does and all the work that she puts in. You know, doing the teaching thing. She started a broadcast program at Grandview High School all by herself with $1,000, and they're putting out great stuff. The kids are at Bulldog TV, so go check out what some of those kiddos are doing. And so, shout out Grandview High School. They don't get a lot of love all the time, but when you do something right, you do something nice, you recognize people, you're giving back. Shout out to Grandview for putting on a great event on Saturday and honoring my friend Diane Houston and a couple of other distinguished alumni from Grandview High School. And it was at this place called some auto museum in Grandview that's not open to the public, but it is for events. And it's this guy's cars. They're all from like the 1940s. It's the most incredible, incredible museum that I've ever been to. You can't go in.
Damn it.
It's like the auto something museum or something. I can't remember what the guy's the last name is, but basically the guy built this museum to house his cars.
That's cool.
Because he's got so many, go back and watch Back to the Future. And when they go back to like 1955, the entire museum is filled with cars that look like that. It's called the Armacost Museum in Grandview. But it's not open to the public. You have to have an event there. It's insane.
I'd love to walk around and look at some big old Chevys and stuff. That'd
it was cool.
Fun. Yeah.
And I know why they call it a trunk now for your car. Do you know why?
No.
Every car back in that generation had like a legit trunk strapped to the back where they would put stuff.
That's amazing. It's trunk.
And it's put it in the trunk. Now we know why it's the trunk.
That's great. That's fun.
What did you say? Was it Jerry that thought, or did you say he thought the eggs were mac and cheese? Was that what the text I got?
Yes. I think it was my wife that thought it was mac and cheese.
And I told Bob, I told Alex that. He goes, yeah, did you ever talk to Mac about when I thought it was mashed potatoes?
Hell yeah.
I was like, on ice? He goes, I don't know, dude. Yeah,
the on ice stuff would have given away. This was kind of a dimly lit room, so you could barely see, you know? Right. And look, anytime you go to a place for brunch and it's got eggs, you know they're powdered.
Yes.
Tough. Mac, you had any brioche of the week? I'm surprised your brioche of the week wasn't the SI swimsuit show.
Oh, it could have been. I mean, I'm still, the weekend is carried into the week.
Yeah,
Libby Dunn doing that split. I asked my wife this question yesterday. If you could have any guy in the world stand here naked in front of you, who would it be, right?
Oh, my.
She didn't have an answer for
that. She didn't have an answer? Like, she couldn't think of just one, or like, she couldn't think of anyone? Wow. But yours was that answer. Okay, fair enough. Okay, yeah. My brioche, got a few different things. Fun weekend, but I'd say I'd go
How
with last
test
night.
Go?
Oh, Hannah passed the test.
Okay. Oh, good.
Great.
Congratulations.
Yep, celebrated Friday night.
Hannah.
Yep, went out to Grinders, a place that we like. It's got a great big backyard. Dogs can walk around.
Yeah.
There's things to play outside. It's fun. And then last night I went to Jersey Boys. It was great over at New Theater.
I love their sandwiches. Started. They do a great job.
Yeah.
Did you get it Mike's way?
Of course. Yeah. Mike's way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Max's way?
It was fantastic. It was really great music. I didn't know the show, but...
Oh, that was your first Jersey Boys experience.
Yes, I had never seen the show. I knew Frankie... I knew all the music, obviously, because Frankie Valli, but, like, now I'm going to be on YouTube today looking up Frankie Valli, old Frankie Valli.
It's a great show.
It was awesome.
Fun show. My
it's
parents in their 80s, they love it. It's great.
Yes, all the old people
All the old people,
one
man.
Night.
Yeah. How good were the geriatric dancers?
Yes. So many head nodders. You'd look over to your left, you'd be like, oh, they're singing. Oh, okay.
Did
someone
you
else is
see
murmuring.
The video of a couple weeks ago where they rolled Frankie Valli out?
Yes.
Yes.
They need to know.
Like, that's a legitimate rolling of a body out there. I mean, that was Weekend at Bernie's, man.
Well, at the end of the show, they do, like, each guy does, like, and now I'm doing this, and then I did this, and Frankie does, you know, and I still am performing, and I looked over to Hannah, and I was like, yeah, he is. Like, he shouldn't be, but
he is, technically.
Technically, yeah.
Technically. But no, that's a fun show.
It was a good show. It was really good.
Did they honor George Wendt? And I'm being serious about that, because everybody sang the Cheers theme song at Big Slick over the weekend, which I thought was really cool
that
to honor
cool.
George, but he's there. He was there all the time at the new dinner theater. He used to post up at Maloney's.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Damn, he'd always go check out Maloney's deck.
Oh yeah,
big fan.
Can't resist.
Nope, cannot. I'll be short and sweet with mine. I'm going to take a little bit more of the Savannah Bananas train. I don't know if you saw this now over the weekend. You know how they called out Hosmer for. His like show up at the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This weekend they had Hamilton the Bay Porter from Sandlot. So, and they called him by his name and he came out and it was
they were in Anaheim, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And he came out as Hamilton the Bay Porter and like played the character, had the serious face,
really
held the finger up to point, like came, you know.
That's awesome.
Low and inside, just how I like it.
That's great. That's so good.
So, like, that is great.
They just get it from every level. And like, what do we say when we had the guy on the show that their number one fan base is children? Sandlot came out when I was a kid. I'm 37. And they're still bringing that sort of aspect. So like, think of all the dads. Like, oh my God, that's Hamilton the Baby.
Well, I think we were talking about it over the weekend with Home Alone and how that's just such a generational movie. Like, it doesn't matter what age you are, whether you're my parents' age in their 70s or my kids' age in their young teens, like everybody watches Home Alone and enjoys that movie.
Everybody out there, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here at Simply Cool to Care, Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, enjoy the Jack Caglione Day.
It'll happen when it happens. Just hoping for good health and everything just kind of keep going the way it is. And whenever that day comes, everything will be good.
Caglione has done it again. The kid's going to be just fine. Number one pick for the Royals in their draft this past year. Number one prospect. High hopes and for good reason.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.